This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first ever official visit to Croatia and is on his way to New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward. Condemning terrorism as the enemy of humanity, Mr. Modi thanked the Croatian leadership and people for standing in solidarity with India following the terrorist attack on 22nd April in Pahalgam.
हम सहमत हैं कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है, लोकतंत्र में विश्वास रखने वाली शक्तियों का विरोधी है। 22 अप्रैल को भारत में हुए आतंकी हमले पर संवेदनाओं के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री जी और क्रोएशिया सरकार के हार्दिक आभारी हैं। ऐसे कठिन समय में हमारे मित्र देशों का साथ हमारे लिए बहुत मूल्यवान था।
Both nations signed 4 memoranda of understanding in the field of agriculture and allied sectors, cultural exchange, science and technology, and establishment of Hindi chair in the University of Zagreb. Prime Minister Modi also appreciated the growing popularity of yoga in Croatia. He expressed confidence that International Yoga Day on 21st June will again be celebrated with enthusiasm across the country. Mr. Modi described the visit as a landmark moment that opens a new chapter in India-Croatia cooperation based on shared values and mutual aspirations for peace, progress and prosperity. With this, Mr. Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically with Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities, reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. According to Iranian state news agency, the latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people. U.S. President Donald Trump has escalated American involvement by increasing military deployments to the region. He has also demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Trump's shift from earlier calls for restraint to open support for Israeli military actions could reshape the trajectory of the conflict. Iran has issued stark warnings that any direct intervention by the U.S. would trigger irreparable consequences and an all-out war throughout West Asia. Flight carrying 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran landed in New Delhi in the wee hours today. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate its nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. As a first step, the Indian embassy in Tehran evacuated the 110 Indian students from northern Iran, assisting them in safely crossing over into Armenia on the 17th of this month. These students departed from Yerevan on a special flight last afternoon and reached New Delhi this morning. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran. Voting for bipolls to 5 assembly seats in 4 states is being held today. 2 assembly bipolls are being held in Gujarat and 1 each is taking place in Kerala, West Bengal and Punjab. The counting of votes will take place on Monday. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has announced a set of important reforms aimed at making the Indian financial markets more efficient, inclusive and investor-friendly. One of the biggest changes, according to new measures, is that startup founders will now be allowed to keep their employee stock ownership plans, ESOPs, even after their companies go public. To prevent misuse, the SEBI has made it mandatory to have a 1-year gap between issuing ESOPs and filing for an IPO. The market regulators also approved a new framework for the voluntary delisting of public sector undertakings. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jharkhand today. Parts of Gujarat, Kerala, Mahi, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh and the northeastern states will also experience heavy rainfall. Heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places in various parts of country for the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.